If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Karen Conti, our legal eagle, is with us from Conti and Dolan. Karen, you can't be arrested for that. That's kind of what I took away from what she was saying. You can't be arrested for that, can you?
No, you can't. And, you know, we have to define what we're talking about here. You know, saying things that are hateful,
Oh, your phone is all wonky. They're going to put you on hold for a second, and then okay. And then you can come back just so we can see if we can get a clearer signal. It happens sometimes. So, all right, let's see. All right, you're back. All right, we can hear you, Karen. Yep, we can hear you.
Okay.
So I know she's walked it back a little bit, but that's just not feasible.
Well, it's hate speech. You can say hateful things. We can all say things. We can pass out flyers that talk about ethnic groups being horrible and being vermin. Okay, I can walk around and say Lisa Dent should die. I can say that. But the problem is when it crosses over the line is when I incite imminent violence, which means I say something very specific about what people should do and that they should do it right away or at a specific time. So that is a big difference. You know, what Charlie Kirk said about different groups, fully protected. He could never be prosecuted for any of the things that he said. Even people celebrating his death, as gross as that might be to your listeners, that is not something to be prosecuted. We have a First Amendment right to say it. It's only when we talk about that inciting imminent violence.
And when you say it, that also covers posting it on social media platforms?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The government cannot, you know, and even Judge Alito on the Supreme Court, a very conservative man, said, you know, basically the more obnoxious and the more offensive speeches, the more we have to protect it. Because just because we don't like listening to something doesn't mean that you arrest someone for doing it. That's what you see in banana republics, and that's what you see in non-democratic countries. And that is not who we are, and that statement just seems to me to be...
Oh, and we lost her. She'll come back. And somebody, when we were talking about this the other day, when the news first broke, Karen wasn't available. Somebody said, well, Lisa, you didn't like what Brian Kilmeade said on Fox. No, I did not at all. But he has the right to say it. He was talking about euthanizing homeless, giving them a shot and getting rid of all the homeless people. It sickened me. It sickened me, and I don't watch him, but yeah, she dropped out. If you could get her back on the phone, but he has the right to say it. You know, that's what free speech is all about. Unfortunately, within 24 hours, somebody harmed 12 homeless people in Minneapolis to a degree where they had to be hospitalized. I saw the Minneapolis police chief talking about that. I don't know if that will ever go back to Brian Kilmeade. Probably not. But let's give you another try, Karen. We've got you on a totally different phone line now. There are certain things that I hate that people in public say all the time. I just choose to make sure that I don't come across it again online, or if it's through a broadcast, or if it's someone I know. I'm just like, no, I don't need to hear from you anymore.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I just I think it's irresponsible for anyone to call upon our government to put handcuffs on somebody who's exercising their right to free speech. That is a slippery slope. And I don't care what side of the aisle you are on, you know, hate speech must be tolerated unless it's going to harm someone.
I got to tell you, I had not seen anybody celebrating Charlie Kirk's murder. I had heard about it. I had not seen it. Those people are not on my social media platforms. Didn't even see one video, saw nothing. And then WGN listeners were texting me some of those videos. And I was like, oh, my God. Do these people know that that's going to live forever on the internet? And maybe when they're 60, they might regret having posted that?
Well, absolutely. And that brings us to the next topic, which is just because you can't be prosecuted and arrested for that speech doesn't mean your boss can't fire you for it. Right. So, you know, if your private employer says, listen, what you are saying on social media is impacting my business, you're interfering with my right to have a reputation, it's the employer's First Amendment right that is going to trump the employees. And firing is certainly something that's on the table for employers to do.
And that's not just employees who have a contract and maybe there's language in the contract that says you must uphold a certain moral code. This is for anybody that works at Starbucks or Fridays or the Park District can be fired if they use speech that indicates they're harming their boss or the business that they're employed by?
Absolutely, and probably even more so, because when you are an employee at will, which is what you are if you don't have a contract, the boss can fire you for no reason, any reason, or a false reason. So you have no rights in the workplace at all to do as you please, and a lot of people confuse the First Amendment with your rights in the workplace. Totally different thing, because the government is the one who can't infringe your First Amendment speech. Your boss, your private boss, can.
Pat is on the text line. He said in Canada you can be arrested. No protection for free speech. Is that true? Somebody give that a search for me. I find that hard to believe. But it goes back to, wasn't there something on the books when you talked about inciting something when, you know, we were always told you cannot, not like, but it was, you can't yell fire in a theater, right? Because if people ran and someone was harmed or fell down, then you're liable.
Exactly. And remember, it has to be imminent. So, you know, you can say, hey, wouldn't it be a great idea if we all stormed the Capitol on January 6th? That is completely not actionable because you're saying, you're speculating, you're saying it would be a good idea, you're expressing your opinion. But if you say, grab your gun, meet me at such and such on this date at this time, what you're doing is you're telling people to commit violence, to commit acts of violence, and you can be prosecuted for that.
And just to reiterate what you said, if you are an at-will employee for any business, if that business determines that your social media posts, even though you're not a public personality, that could still get you fired.
Absolutely. And think about it. You know, I think about my reputation as a lawyer, and I think if my employee is saying something on the internet that is obnoxious, offensive to me or to maybe a potential client, it may even correspond with my beliefs, but I don't want to be seen as someone who's on one side of the aisle or not, because I try to stay out of that fray for good reason, right? I can say, you can't do that, and if you do it, I'm going to fire you. I have a right to do that because it's my image and my First Amendment right to protect my speech, you know, and when my agent is speaking, it's as if I am speaking.
Yes. All right, we'll be listening. What time are you on this weekend?
I am preempted, Lisa, almost until the end of the year.
So. Well, then you just have to keep making an appearance on this show.
Well, I do, because I need to exercise my free speech.
Karen Conti, Conti and Dolan.